So we'll continue to study the book of Job.
最后约伯最后的发言。
And it's the last words of the conversation from Job.
到二十五章就是以勒达最后三个部最后的发言。
Until chapter 25, it's the last response from his three friends, and it was said by Bildad. And this last response is very short. And just to say that they have already said what they wanted to say. And for the next few chapters, was Job's speech.
三个朋友他们要来安慰约伯。
These three friends were meant to comfort Job.
结果呢，不但没有安慰约伯，反而让约伯遭到许多冤枉论断。
Not even they did not comfort the Job, but they were actually falsely accused Job. And that caused more pain to Job. But why didn't his three friends able to comfort Job? There were two main reasons. First is they don't understand the will of God.
神的旨意啊，神的意念高过人的意念。
For God's thought is higher than man's thought.
好像天高地一样。
Just like sky is above the earth.
所以人没有办法测度。
So that man may not understand God.
这是第一点。
And that's the first reason.
第二就是。 三个朋友不了解约伯的苦情。
And second reason is the three friends do not understand what Job encountered.
他们没有办法了解约伯为什么会这么痛苦。
They could not understand why Job was suffering so much pain.
所以对约伯的那种哀鸣啊，他们没有共鸣。So
they couldn't understand Job's mourning.
因为这三个朋友对神的认识不完全。Because
these three friends, their understanding to God was not complete.
他们的心里头。 都被这种善恶这种观念、善恶论的这种观念给束缚。In
their minds, what they had a concept of, if you're being good, you will receive good, but if you do bad, you will receive bad consequences.
所以在这样的观念之下，心里头已经有了成见。
Under this concept, they already made their conclusion on Job.
七天七夜在那里想，想不到什么话安慰约伯。For
7 days and 7 nights, they couldn't think of anything to comfort Job.
那他们所想的这个主要的观点就是说，会遭遇这么大的患难，一定是有什么很严重的罪过。And
all they could think about is that Job received such tribulation because he had sinned. And they already had this concept in their mind. So when Job had this, when he sang this lamentation, they could not accept it at all.
They
That's why they don't have the heart of mercy to comfort Job.
所以，看他们一连串的抱怨，很主要就是缺乏怜悯的心。
So during these conversations, you can see that they don't have mercy.
第二就是对神的认识有这个偏差。
And the second reason is they don't fully understand God's understand God.
对约伯强调神的公义，神的这个处罚。
Even though they kept on mentioning that God is righteous and God's punishment.
所以根本对约伯是没有帮助。
But all these are not helpful to Job.
约伯说你们像无用的医生一样。
And that's what Job say. You are helpless. Physicians.
那这样让约伯啊变成说唯一的一条路，就是到神面前去，才他的事情才会清楚。That's
why to Job the only way is to go to God to speak to God.
在人来看，约伯受到三个朋友这样的可以说是批评论断。
In man's view. Job was criticized by his three friends. And he was criticized harshly, and he seems very pitiful. But in the will of God, this is to benefit Job.
第一章、第二章是考验他的信心。
And you can see that in first two chapters, he tested Job's faith.
那我们看到啊，这个考验在约伯来讲，好像很简单就应付过去了。And
this trial seems to be so easy to Job.
但是后来这段，他跟三名的朋友都突然这样一起攻击他的时候。
But at the last conversation when Job was speaking to his friends,
哇，这个就比那个更难忍受。
You could tell that he suffered a lot and he couldn't stand it.
也在这个当中这样的辩论当中啊，让约伯的这个真正的他的这个人性完全显露出来。And
during these conversations, it truly revealed Job's personalities.
这个就是试炼的好处。
And this is the benefit of receiving trials.
没有受到这样大的这个试炼，隐藏在人心里头的那些还不完全的东西，不会跑出来。Without
the trials, you may not see a person's true character.
好像金矿一样，你没有经过这个火的这种熬炼，那些杂质就不会跑出来。
It's just like refining a gold. Without refining the gold in the furnace, you wouldn't be able to get rid of all the impurities. And God allowed Job to encounter all these tribulations and trials, not that Job had sinned. It's because God wants Job to go through the trials and to be refined as gold. So after these conversations, you can see the inner beauty and the character of Job. And then he reached perfect. So that's why Paul say everything has a reason and it's too beneficial to man. So as long as you love God, no matter whatever happened to us, they are all beneficial to us. Some men are good to us. And we thank God. And sometimes it seems like people just attack us or accuse us falsely. But we have to thank God even for that. Because that will be beneficial to us. So that we can become more perfect. And for other people to love us as to complete our imperfectness. So for any bad things happen to us is to get rid of our bad habits or bad personalities. And this is very important. Just like when we eat good food, it's to provide nutrition to us. But what's more important is when you eat something, when you intake something, you have to get rid of it too. You have to do both. And that's how our body, that's how to keep our body healthy. And we can't just take too many nutrients and at the end we're not having any. It's the same concept. And spiritually, we have to get rid of our impurities. And at the end, the last few chapters of Job, you will see this is what God accomplished. It's to let Job to be perfect spiritually. And now we'll read the last words of Job, and it's very crucial because we can understand Job better. Let's start with chapter
27.
And Job continued his discourse.
说神夺去了我的礼，全能者使我心中愁苦，我指着永生的神起誓。First,
as surely as God lives, who has denied me justice, the Almighty, who had made me taste bitterness of soul.
我的生命尚在我里面，神所赐的呼吸之气仍在我的鼻孔里面。As
long as I live, as long as I have life within me, the breath of God in my nostrils.
我的嘴绝不说非议之言，我的舌也不说诡诈之语。My
lips will not speak wickedness, and my tongue will utter no deceit.
我断不以你们为是，我至死也不以自己为不正。I
will never admit you are in the right. Till I die, I will not deny my integrity.
我持定我的意，必不放松，在世的日子，我心必不责备我。
I will remain my righteousness and never let go of it. My conscience will not reproach me as long as I live. May my enemies be like the wicked, for my adversaries like the unjust. And from these verses, you could see Job's true character.
他对自己的那种自我的意志，就超过神。And
he never put himself in front of God.
所以第一句就是说，神夺去我的理，意思就是说，我有理，神无理。And
in the first verse it says, as God, as surely as God lives, you have denied me justice.
所以他发誓，你看。 他那种持守、这种意志、持守、纯正，这样的心智是很好的。可是呢，也有他的负面的东西存在。So
he always tried to keep himself righteous, but however there are the negative part of it.
所以他说：“我至死呢，我必不以自己为不正。”他对自己真的认识那么清楚。
So he knows that he will not deny his integrity.
所以他认为,
So he knows that he is righteous and what God did to him was injustice. So till he dies, he would not admit what the friend said of him. So it shows that he placed himself more important than God. So he is a person who is self-righteous. Without this trial, it will not reveal that he is self-righteous. Because all the time he appeared very humble and he was very gentle and loving and care about others. So even Satan, he couldn't see that he has this shortcoming that he thinks he's self-righteous. And that's God's purpose, is to reveal his true character. So in this chapter, it clearly reveals his true character. And later it talks about for those who is godless, they will receive punishment from God. And it's happened to verse 12. From verse
13.
And here it's the fate God allots to the wicked. It talks about how that God treats the wicked. And this is presented in a song and describe how did God treat the wicked. So for the violent, how did they get punishment or what kind of result did they get from God? So from verse 14, it describes the consequences of the wicked. So if you just read through, you understand what it says. And now we'll jump to chapter
28.
In chapter 28, it talks about God's wisdom. In verse 1 to verse 11, it talks about a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth and copper is smelt from the ore. It talks about man's wisdom. For they can find a lot of minerals and treasures from the earth. And that's what it talks about from verse 1 to verse 11.
但是呢, 神的智慧,
However, God's wisdom cannot be found anywhere.
这种智慧,
For the wisdom that we just described is the wisdom from earth.
世人的聪明,
For man's wisdom, it's It's able to let them find all the treasures and minerals from earth.
但是用这种智慧，要来了解认识神，是啊，属灵的智慧是不可能。
But it's impossible to use man's wisdom and to understand God's. To understand God is impossible.
看十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节说：然而智慧有何处可寻？聪明之处在哪里呢？
Verse 12, but where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding dwell?
那这个十二节一直到二十二节。
So from verse 12 to till verse 22.
讲到说这个智慧是比地世上一切的金银宝石更可贵，没有办法比较的。
And talks about this kind of wisdom, it's even more precious than any treasures on earth. It's incomprehensible.
两种智慧。
And that's these are the two kinds of wisdom.
我们看一下，哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
世上的智慧是可以从地上得到各样金银宝石，也就是人想要的这个物质的东西。
Wisdoms on earth, which is the wisdom of man, that allows you to gain all the material pleasures on earth.
但是这个属灵的智慧，他们就没有办法了解。
But it's not that easy to understand the spiritual wisdom.
我们看第六节，二章六节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6.
二章六节说：“然而在完全人中，我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。”
Verse 6, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age, or of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing.
我们所讲的是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
7, no, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden, that God destined for us.For glory before time began.
这智慧世上有权有位的人没有人知道的。
And none of the rulers of this age understand it.
他们若知道了，就不会把荣耀的主钉在十字架上。
If they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
如经上所记啊，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到。
However, as it is written, no eyes has seen, no ear had heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him.
只有神啊，借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
那约伯呢？他有这个神的智慧，他了解。神的智慧啊，这个是啊，不是世上的智慧，这种智慧是世上的这种金银宝石不能比较的，也就是说，世上的智慧不能比较。
So he got, Job knows, understand God's wisdom, and he knows that this wisdom is not the same wisdom as the wisdom from earth, and it's not comparable to the wisdom from earth is not comparable to the wisdom of God.
那再我们看一下这个十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
约伯记二十八章十五节。
Job 28:15.
说智慧会用黄金可得，也不能凭白银为它的价值。
15. It cannot be bought with the finest gold, nor can its price be weighed in silver.
这些啊都。不是用这种世上的这种东西也会得来。
And this wisdom from God cannot be measured or compared with things on earth.
十九节就说以上所说的这些宝石 智慧所那个价值都不能跟这个智慧来比较。
So for all these crystals that mentioned, it cannot be compared to the value of the God's wisdom.
那二十节说，智慧从何处来呢？聪明之处在哪里呢？
20. Where then does wisdom come from? Where does understanding dwell?
说是像一切有生命的眼目隐藏，像空中的飞鸟掩蔽。灭没和死亡说，我们风闻其名。
It is written from the eyes of every living thing, concealed even from the birds of the air. Destruction and death say, only a rumor of it it reaches our ears.
这个是世上没有办法找到。
It's something that cannot be found on earth.
二十三节再告诉我。
In verse 23.
这个神明白智慧的道路，晓得智慧的所在。
God understands the way to it, and He alone knows where it dwells.
因为他监察直到地极，遍观普天之下。
For He views the end of earth and sees everything under the heavens.
为风定轻重，又度量诸水。
When He established the force of the wind and measured out of them out the waters.
他为雨露定命令，为雷电。
When he made a decree for the rain and a path for the thunderstorm,
那时呢，他看见智慧，而且述说。
Then he looked at the wisdom and appraised it. He confirmed it and tested it.
他坚定并且查究。
He confirmed and tested it.
他就对人说，敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶事便是聪明。
And he said to men, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding.
这一段呢就说明了，神才知道智慧的道路。
So this paragraph clearly tells us that God is the one who knows the wisdom, the true wisdom.
神晓得这个智慧在哪里。
God is the only one who knows where this wisdom dwells.
那下面约伯提到神遍察直到地极。
And here it says, God tested the entire earth.
他观看普天之下。
For he can see everything on earth.
也就是说，神的智慧就是充满这个宇宙。
It means that God filled the entire universe.
那么借着二十五节这里说，你看这个风。还有水、雨、雷电，这个当中啊，让我们去了解天上所有的智慧。
So here it mentions the wind, the waters, the rain, and the thunderstorm. It describes the wisdom from above.
神借着这些啊，要向世人说话。
God wants to speak through all these nature.
什么是智慧？什么是聪明？
So what is wisdom?
所以这个提升啊，你要听懂它，听懂的话，你就会得到智慧。
So what is wisdom or what's understanding? So if you understand the thunder, then that's wisdom, that's understanding.
你看到哇，现在怎么下这个雨？啊，现在为什么下这个雪？啊，思想神的旨意。
So if you know why there is rain now or why there is snow now, then that is for you to understand God's will.
你看到现在怎么风云变色？哎呀，这个是什么？这个是神的作为，你就会得到智慧。
And you look at the weather, then you will think about who made all these, then that's the wisdom of God.
其实呢，神就是借着这样向人说话。
And God used through these, God speak to man.
那说什么呢？
So what did he speak?
敬畏主就是智慧。
The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom.
看到这些，哇，就人心就敬畏天上的神。
So if you look at these, then you will have a fearful heart to God.
这就是神的作为。
Because that's what God did to us for.
看到这个雷电的，哇，就是神的声音。
And if you look at the thunder, and you will know that, oh, that's the voice of God.
看到怕，不敢做坏事，远离恶事。
And when you look at the thunder, when you hear the thunder, you get scared, you fear, and you don't want to do it.
正在犯罪的时候，听到你砰，他就另外来了。
and you'll be fear and not to do bad things. And just like when you heard a loud thunder, you will stop from, you will avoid doing bad things. So for those who do evil things, they are scared of thunder. So at least there will be a reminder, there will be a destruction. God continuously speaks to the people on earth. He speaks throughout to us through the thunder or the rain and everything that's nature. And that is what Job realized. And at the end, it purposely mentioned this. Now we will read chapter
29.
29, Job continued his discourse.
这个是他就讲他要回忆啊，想到他以前的那种美好的情况。And
it was a flashback that the days when Job was prosperous.
所以来做跟现在做一个对照。And
it's a contrast to what he had today.
那他以前的状况是怎么样？
So how was he in the past?
我们看一下说，这个第二节到第三节。That's
from verse 2 to verse 3.
这里说，从前的月份，如神保守我的日子。第三节说，那个时候，他的灯啊，照在我的路上。
To how long for the months gone by, for the days when God watched over me, through when his lamp shone upon my head, and by his light I walked through darkness. Before he had a trial, God protected him. He was in the shield of God's protection, and God's light was shine up in front of his path. He was living under God's grace and living under God's light. And when he was having this kind of life, he was living like this, what kind of lifestyle did he have? And verse
4.
For the days when I was in my prime, God, when God's intimate friendship blessed my house. At that time, he and God were like intimate friends. And that was his prime, and God was very close to him. So everything he did, it reveals God's love in him. And that's from verse
5. 5.
When the Almighty was still with me and my children were around me, when my path was stretched with cream and the rock poured out from me streams of olive oil.
你看,神跟他同在,
so when God was with him, he had a very happy family.
那第七节说,
第七节。Verse 7.
And
verse 7 describes what he did for the society. When I went to the gates of the city and took my seat in the public square, the young men saw me and stepped aside, and the old men rose to their feet. The chief men refrained from speaking and covered their mouths with their hands. The voices of the nobles were hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of the mouths. Whoever heard me spoke well of me, and those who saw me commended me. Because I rescued the poor who cried for help, and the fatherless who had none to assist him. The man who was dying blessed me. I made the widow's heart sing. I put on righteousness as my clothing, just as was my robe and my turban. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. I was a father to the needy. I took up the case of the stranger. You could see his status in the society. It shows he had a very high status. He was well respected. And he took care of the needy. It shows the God's righteousness and God's justice. In verse 17, I broke the fangs of the wicked and snatched the victims from the teeth. And it reveals that God's justice. He broke the fangs, which is those who stole from others, and he stole things back from them. In verse 18, it says, he said, I will die in my own house. Which means that he has peace in his house. And his days will be as numerous as the grains of sand. Just like how the disciples in the Old Testament, when they reach the age, when they reach the day, they will die peacefully in the house. And then Terence talks about how he got prosperous. My roots will reach to the water, and the dew will lie all night on my branches. My glory will remain fresh in me and bow ever new in my hand. And as when he was young, every day he was getting stronger and stronger. Because God blessed him every day, that's why he got stronger and stronger. Men listened to me expectantly, waiting in silence for my counsel. Was everyone listened to him and wanted his counsel?
This is 真的是非常美好.
was at his prime where God blessed him and everything was good. And everyone, all men listened to him expectantly, just like how they look at the dew on the floor.
Verse 24.
When I smiled at them, they scarcely believed it. The light of my face was precious to them. That's how Job dealt with the people who had whose lack of confidence, and they gave. And what Job did was smiled at them, and they scarcely believed it. And Job's smile gave people the impression of peace. And you could find wisdom from his face. It's just like it shows it shine upon other people.
Verse 25,
I chose the way for them and set as the chief. So he chose the way for the people and instructed them accordingly. And that was like a position as a God, and he was taking care of people just like how God taking care of other people. For God's light shine up on people, and his Job's light also shine up on people. And this light is the wisdom, it's God's wisdom. I dwelt as a king among his troops, just like how a king led his troops. I was like one who comforts mourners. So he can reach from the highest and reach to the lowest as well. And that's how Job was. It appears that he's almost perfect. Let's look at how he is now. In chapter 30, that it describes his current situation. And it's a big difference, a big contrast. And in chapter 29, it appears that he was like king above. And in chapter 30, he was almost like in Hades. In chapter 30, it describes his current situation. So we'll briefly look at it. From verse 1 to verse
14,
In these paragraphs, it talks about in the past he was respected well from among the people, but now he was despised by the most humble. So if you read through, you will know. And these people came and despised him. Verse 8. From verse 8 and 9, a base and landless brute, they were driven out of the land, and now their sons mock me in song, and I have become a byword among them. So that's what in verse 9, Now the sons mock me in song, and I became a byword among them. They detest me and keep their distance, and they do not hesitate to spit in my face. So you can see that he was insulted and was not respected. And verse 18, 16, from verse 16, it describes his pain and suffering. And now my life aches me away, days of suffering grip me.
那这种悲伤跟困苦抓住的情况，就十七节以下就到二十三节啊，就说明这种痛苦，这种悲伤。
So from verse 17 to 23 describes his pain and how sad he was.
所以后来他就要呼求了。And
in the end, he cried for help.
他说：“然而，看24节。”24。然而人不倒了，岂不伸手？遇到灾难，岂不求救呢？
Surely no one lays a hand on a broken man when he cries for help in his distress. And that's for sure, like someone in distress will cry for help. And because he was so sad and he had so much pain, that's why he cried out for help to God.
但是现在他虽然哀求，但是还是得不到。
But now he cried, but he gets no feedback.
所以27节这里说，
In verse 27,
我心里烦恼不安，困苦的日子临到我身。27,
the churning inside me never stops. Days of suffering confront me.
所以最后，
And we'll read verse 31.
所以我的琴音呢变为悲，我的箫音呢变为哭声。That's
why verse 31, my harp is tuned to mourning, and my flute to the sound of wailing.
所以这一章就描述说他现在呀，这样悲伤困苦这种情况。So
this verse describes how much suffering and how much pain he had.
那31章。
31章啊，这里啊，在这样的痛苦当中呢，这里非常重要。And in the midst of his sufferings, this chapter is very important.
他还要持守他的纯正。And
in the midst of the suffering, he still maintained righteousness.
这是31章。And
that's described in chapter 31.
第一节到第四节说啊。
From verse 1 to verse 4.
他严严地约束他的眼目，不要犯罪。
He still constrained his eyesight so that he would not commit sin.
就是禁戒眼目的情欲。
And that is to control the lust of the eyes.
第五节到第八节。
And verse 5 to verse 8.
这里就是他在神的面前的心，持守纯正，不敢偏离正路。
And in these verses that he still keep his righteousness, that he dared not to sin.
这个第六节那里说,
in verse 6,
我若被公道的天平称度，使神可以知道我的纯正。
6, let God weigh me in honest scales, and he will know that I am blameless.
所以他的脚不敢偏离正路。
So that his path would never turn from the righteousness path.
他用这种呢，好像如果我这样做，那我会受到什么样的神的这个惩罚？
And then he said, if he had done this, what kind of punishment would he get?
那在第九节。
Verse 9.
我若受迷惑，像故人起淫念，在邻舍的门外蹲伏。If
my heart has been enticed by a woman, or if I have lurked at my neighbor's door.
他这个就是说，他这个做到主耶稣说的，我看见。
Because the Lord Jesus said, if you look at a woman and have desire on the woman, then that is considered as committing adultery. So that is another level than just controlling your eyes, that is controlling your heart. Verse 11. For that would have been shameful, a sin to be judged. And this shameful matter is to be burned to destruction. It would have uprooted my harvest. And from verse 13 to 15, it talks about if he has been unjust to his maid servants or men servants. And from verse 13 to verse 15, describing he was just as to all his servants. And verse 16 talks about he dared not to disobey God's commandment and to mistreat the widows.
18,
but from my youth I reared him as I would as with a father, and from my birth I guided the widow.
我从出母胎就扶助寡妇。
And from my birth I guided the widow.
雅各书里面说，真正的敬虔就是看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇。
And in the book of James, if the true righteous is to look all is to take care of the widows and the fatherless. So Job was a very fervent person. And from verse 24, it talks about Job did not dare to love the things on earth, or the treasure on earth. If he loves things, the material things on earth, then he will lose his faith and reliance on God. Even Job was rich and wealthy, but he did not that did not influence his faith towards God. It is something very precious because Lord Jesus said it's very difficult for a rich man to enter heaven. But Job is the very few that who is a rich man but able to enter heaven. Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17.
说我要你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那后。
17. Command those who are rich in the present world not to be arrogant nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves for a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is the true life. So even though Job was so wealthy, but that did not influence his faith towards God. And let's turn back to Job 21, verse 29 to 32.
这里讲到，第一是说他不敢幸灾乐祸。
He talks about he did not mock the others who was in trouble.
说我若见恨我的遭报就欢喜，见他遭灾便高兴。
If I have rejoiced at my enemy's misfortune or gloat over the trouble that came to him,
他说我没有容我的口犯罪，咒诅他的生命。
I have not allowed my mouth to sin by invoking a curse against his life.
这显明说约伯啊，他信的是敬畏神。
It shows that Job was he fears God.
我们看一下箴言。Let's
turn to Proverbs.
24章。Proverbs chapter 24. 24 verse 17. 24 verse 17. 说你仇敌跌倒，你不要欢喜，他倾倒。
Do not gloat when your enemy falls. When he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice. 18.
恐怕神啊，看见就不喜悦，将怒气从仇敌身上转过来。
Or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from him.
世上的人很容易这样，哇，看到仇敌呀，哇，遭灾祸就拍手。
Because a lot of people from the earth, they gloat when the enemies fall. And God does not God disapprove that. And because of that, God will turn the wrath and turn the calamities into you. For you do not rejoice when your enemy falls. And Job was, he feared God and he dared not do that. And Job did not, he has love and to show hospitality to the strangers.
32.
But no stranger had spent the night in the street, for my door was always open to the traveler. And it's to show love and to show your hospitality. Just like you, one day you never know, you might invite an angel.
他说：“我也不敢像亚当一样这样遮掩自己的这个过患。”If
I have concealed my sin as men do by hiding my guilt in my heart.
亚当就是遮掩自己的过患，他想要把它盖起来。But
that's what Adam did. He tried to hide his guilt.
但是约伯不敢。But
Job dared not do so.
因为圣经里头说。 遮掩自己的过错是不亨通的，在神面前是不通的。For
if you hide your guilt or your sin, that will be even it's not pleasing to God.
如果承认自己的过错，啊，会得到神的怜悯。So
if you admit your sin or your guilt, you will get mercy from God.
有，如果他不敢遮盖，如果知道自己有罪，他一定会向神。
And Job, if he has guilt or he has sin, he would never dare to hide his guilt. He will confess to God. And that's how Job feared God. And from verse 35
to 37, 罪行，他说这些诉状都会呈到神的面前去，他自己认为说我会很坦然面对。
And Job said if he had any sins, he was willing to face all his sins and consequences. For his conscience would not rebuke him for that. For he did not do anything that is, it's not his conscience to them.
最后说他也不敢说去
And lastly, it talks about he dare not greed for others' possessions. And its last commandment is do not greed over others' possessions. And from this chapter, you can see how Job hold with his righteousness.
所以神对撒旦所说的约伯是真的是地上没有一个人像他那样完全正直敬畏神远离恶事这个事情是真的
just like in the beginning when Satan talks about Job and God told Satan that there's no one on earth as righteous and perfect as Job
那唯一显露出来就是二十七节第一段里面约伯的这个真的，他的那种自我意志，很坚强的一面，现在变成在神面前了，显出他的那种自我。
And the only downfall you can find from Job is in chapter 27, where in front of God, Job was self-righteous.
这个是唯一要把它拿掉的。
And it's the only downfall that you have to get rid of from Job.
完美。
And beside that, Job is perfect.
可是要拿掉这个不简单。
But it's not easy to remove this shortcoming.
所以你要看，自我意识很强的人，可能就需要接受更多的挑战。
So for someone who is self-centered.He or she needs more trials to refine him. Because without the fire, you cannot get rid of the impurities. And this is something we can tell from Job. Thank God. And tonight, we'll end